You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 81. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 81. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. This is the last episode of 2018, which is exciting. It falls between Christmas and New Year's, which is traditionally an incredibly busy time of year. First off, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope everyone had just a great time with friends and family. And then looking forward, I hope you have just an awesome New Year's. Stay safe out there, get your workouts in, and hopefully have a good time. 2018 has been an incredibly busy year. A lot has happened both at All Day Ruckoff and just within the GoRuck community as a whole. Not going to get too much into GoRuck's side because next week's episode is with Bomber Bash, who is the community manager over at GoRuck. And in that episode, we discuss 2018 and then some of what's to come for 2019. But high level, it's hard to believe that before 2018, there was no Rucker 2.0, there was no GoRuck Star Course, there were no immersion or expedition events, which are, who knows if they're coming back. But so much happened in the past year, and it's just crazy to think back. It wasn't until, I think, February that the Rucker 2.0 came out, and then it wasn't for another month or two later until the Star Course was debuted. So a full 365 days ago, there was nothing about the Star Course, and now it's one of GoRuck's bigger events. We talk about all that stuff and then a bit more with Bomber. That'll be next week. This week, focusing on All Day Ruckoff, keeping the episode short as well, because I know this is a busy time of year and it'll just be fun to end the year on a positive note. First order of business, thank you so much for all of the incredible support over the past year. This has been the first full year of the podcast. It was started back in June of 2017. So 2018 was the first end-to-end year that the podcast has been around. A lot of episodes came out, at least one every week. I think there was maybe one or two weeks that had two episodes. And it's just been an incredibly fun year. A lot of people interviewed, a lot of people from the community, from GoRuck staff, just going down the list, a lot of cadre. It has been a very, very fun year, and that just makes me even more excited for 2019. Speaking of 2019 and the podcast, already have a handful of episodes recorded, already have a handful of interviews scheduled, but I would love to hear from you, the person listening right now, who would you like to hear on the podcast, and what would you like to hear us talk about? If you want to submit suggestions, you can do that through email. You can email me, brian@alldayrockoff.com, or you can swing by these new community pages I set up at All Day Ruckoff at alldayrockoff.com/community. And there's a post in there asking for 2019 podcast suggestions. So you can just reply to that and I can get in touch with those people and hopefully schedule some interviews. More on the community pages in a bit. The next thing I want to talk about are virtual events and 2019. If you're looking to start off the year right with some miles, some rucking, there's a number of different virtual events out there. First is GoRuck's Resolution Ruck, which is a free virtual event. You can go to goruck.com. They've got a big banner for it. You can hit up All Day Ruckoff. We've got a post on it. Basically, you give GoRuck three email addresses of three of your friends who you want to get involved in rucking. Presumably, they'll email them information about the Resolution Ruck. And then you have to get in 50 miles with or without your friends between January 1st and January 15th. So it's roughly 3-point-something miles a day out there rucking. If you do that, then you go back to the GoRuck page, tell them that you finished it, and they'll send you a patch for free. So basically, for the cost of 3 email addresses and 50 miles, you'll get a free GoRuck patch. It's a pretty awesome virtual event, honestly. I mean, who can argue with a free patch? Who can argue with starting off the year with 50 miles in the first 15 days? If you're looking to get into rucking, looking to burn off some of that Christmas cookies, Christmas desserts, I know I am. Definitely look into that GoRuck Resolution Ruck event. Second virtual event, Charity Challenges 1000 Mile Challenge, starts on January 1st. That's over at charitychallenges.org. This will be the third year of that event. As always, 100% of the net proceeds go to charity, doing the Green Brave Foundation and Team RWB. And that's 1,000 miles in 2019. So if you do the Resolution Ruck, you already have 50 miles done in the first 15 days. So that's a great start to that 1,000 mile challenge. And for that event, that's rucking miles, running miles, walking miles. Lots of different options there. So don't worry, you don't have to ruck 1,000 miles in the year. The third virtual challenge that I know about starting on January 1st is at ruckingchallenges.com, and that's 20.19 miles in January. So if you're looking to get even more rucking miles in, you can head over there. That's run by Ryan of ruck.beer, and you'll get a pretty cool patch for finishing that one as well. Moving off of virtual challenges and looking back at 2018, it's just been a big year for All Day Ruck Off. It's kind of crazy to look back on. I mean, between the number of new products that came out, between the website visitor statistics, between the podcast listener numbers, it's been really, really cool to see. And it's always motivating that everything's been received so well. There were new hat colors that came out. There was a new knit patch cap. I was really nervous about that patch cap when it came out. I had tested it at a couple GoRuck events. I wasn't sure how it was going to be received. I really liked it. And then we blew through all of the greens, all of the blacks, and had to reorder on both because they sold so well. And then the reviews that came in on them were all very positive 5-star reviews. And that always puts a huge smile on my face, because if I'm going to be selling something in the store, I want it to be something that people want and find useful and will enjoy. And so the fact that this has been working well for other people, that makes me really, really happy. If you want to check out all the products that we sell, you can always go on over to alldayruckoff.com/store. But it's just been a really fun year trying to bulk out some of the inventory, figure out what people want, what people don't want, and just kind of deliver more in that area to the rucking community. The other nice thing about selling stuff in the store is that it helps fund things like the podcast, new podcast equipment, paying those monthly podcast hosting bills, the monthly website bills, all that stuff. It's nice having that store because then I don't have to go on here and beg for money or accept sponsorships, try and sell you beds or food subscription services or audiobooks, any of those other ads that you might hear on a number of other podcasts. Don't have to go after those. Can just deliver content. And it's not that I wouldn't ever take ads on the All Day Ruck Off podcast. They would just have to be something that I was excited about and something that I think would deliver value. So it'd probably have to be an ad from like a GRT run company or something along those lines, not just some random company trying to make some money so that I can try and bring money in to pay for the podcast. Speaking of the podcast, again, thank you so much for listening for the past year. It's been just crazy to see the numbers come in. We're at over 100,000 downloads, and that just blows me away. That's a lot of downloads. And I know that we're up to episode 81 now, but it's really cool that there's that many people listening, that many people excited about rucking, and that many people who are getting value from this content. Right now, there's really three mediums that we're producing content through. We've got the website over at alldayruckoff.com. We've got the podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. And then we've got the YouTube channel, which has video reviews, video advice, just a lot of video content coming out there. So before we hop over to the videos, I just want to say thank you so much again for downloading the episodes, for subscribing, for listening, for being a part of the All Day Ruck Off podcast, because although download numbers aren't everything, each episode takes somewhere between 6 and 8 hours to produce, between recording the interview, between the edits, and then getting it out there. It takes a bit of time. And so just seeing that there are people who are, you know, enjoying the content, that makes me happy. And that's the reason why I enjoy doing this. Next up, video, which is the third area that we produce content in. Video was interesting for 2018. Started off strong, started off with a lot of videos, and then went through a big move in May. And between May and probably July or August, I don't think I put out a single video because I was trying to figure out where the desk would go, how the angles would be, the lighting. And then finally got it all figured out, produced a handful of videos towards the end of the year. And it's just been really cool to see the YouTube channel grow, see people interacting over there and getting value from those videos. Some content does better in a written format. Some content does better in audio. I think interviews are a lot better through the audio format. And then some content does better with video. I think it'd be really tough to do an audio review of a backpack because you could not see what I'm talking about. If I did a whole podcast review, just trying to describe the ruck, how it carries weight, and what it looks like, I think that'd be a little rough. So that's where those videos really shine. And so I'm glad to see that the channel is continuing to grow. People are enjoying the content. That makes me very happy. We're almost at 1,000 subscribers, which is really cool. And it's just been a big year for the channel in 2018, even though there was that giant hiccup right there in the middle. So we've talked about new products, talked about the podcast, talked about the videos. The final major component that I really wanted to talk about was a new application I wrote called the GoRuck Product Notifier and Stock Tracker. And this is something that I actually started back in 2017. I worked on it extensively. It worked, but it wasn't where I wanted it to be. And then I ended up shelving it to start the podcast. So I started this at the beginning of 2017. Then I hung it up around June to start the podcast. And then it wasn't until Black Friday week of 2018, which if you're listening to this at the end of 2018, that was roughly a month ago, a month and a week, that I thought I needed to dig this back out and finish it. And what happened was GoRuck released 2 new rucker colors and 6 new bullet colors at the beginning of Black Friday. And then somehow between that day and the end of the week, they were up to something like 8 new rucker colors or 9 new rucker colors and maybe 10 or 11 new bullet colors. And they're just releasing all these new colors. Things were selling out. Things were coming back in stock. And when they would come back in stock, there'd be 10 or 20 of them or less. And then they would sell out again. And then they'd come back in stock. And it was crazy. I had people messaging me asking if I knew if something was coming back. And then I would say, I don't know. I'm refreshing the page just like you are. I think everyone had a colorway that came through that they really liked and then probably thought about buying it and then it sold out. And then I know at least a handful of friends who ended up buying something else, and then that colorway came back. Then they didn't know what to do. They returned the pack that they just bought, buy the new one. There was a lot of time during that week spent on the phone refreshing GoRuck's website. And that's tough. That's tough during the holiday season. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You're spending time with family, with friends, and you're also spending time on your phone refreshing GoRuck product pages. So what I did is I brought out this application I've been working on. I finished it up and launched it. It's called the GoRuck Product Notifier and Stock Tracker. And if you have an alldayruckoff.com account, which is free, you can register at alldayruckoff.com. Then you can go to this link, which will be in the show notes. Otherwise, if you've got a good memory, it's alldayruckoff.com/goruck-stock-tracker. That's GoRuck Stock Tracker with dashes between the words. And if you're logged in, you can see a complete list of products that we're tracking. Right now, it's the Rucker, the Bullet 10, Bullet 15, the KR1, and the Heritage GR1. And you can filter by product, by color, by size. You can filter by quantity. And then if you're logged in, you can get email alerts. So you can click a button, it says add alert. And if that product comes back in stock, you'll get an email from us saying, hey, this colorway that you wanted is back in stock. You should probably go buy it if you want it. This was released officially on Christmas Day. And if I've already seen it being used, I've already seen emails being sent. That's pretty cool to me to see this happening. And hopefully what that means is that people are able to go to this. They can say, hey, I really, really wanted that Mandarin and Navy Blue Bullet 10. It was sold out pretty quick during Black Friday. It came back, it was sold out again. And now I can register, I can get an email alert. And so if it comes back in stock, I can get an email alert and I can go buy it. The funny thing about that pack is that the Mandarin and Navy Blue Bullet 10 was out of stock 2 days ago. Right now, as of this second that this is being recorded, there is one in stock. I can say for a fact that three people got emails this morning that the Mandarin and Navy Blue Bullet 10 was back in stock. So it's just cool to see that working. The goal here is to just give you more time to be present with friends and family over this holiday season and let this application just do the hard work of figuring out when stuff is back in stock and then notifying you. Right now, it's just limited to those five products, but if there's something else that you want to see tracked, you can head on over to alldayruckoff.com/community and leave a comment there. I feel like I keep bringing up that link and I haven't really talked about it yet. So hang tight. We'll be talking about the community pages in a few minutes, but I just want to finish up on the stock tracker. The final piece to the stock tracker is I'm building out these special notices. Right now, there's only one of them, and that's notify me when the 25-liter Rucker is back in stock. GoRuck has said on numerous occasions that they are bringing back the 25-liter Rucker. Sometime last month, they added a size option to the Rucker page. Before, it was just colors, and now it's colors and 20-liter, which means that hopefully they'll be adding a 25-liter Rucker soon. I built out a couple checks to see if a 25-liter Rucker is in stock. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they work. No guarantee, but it's better than nothing. So you can head on over and register right now for an alert that will send you an email when the 25-liter Rucker is in stock. I've been thinking through some other special use cases for that, like let me know when GoRuck releases a new color that they've never released before. Let me know when GoRuck brings back a certain product. We'll see what kind of usage this thing gets and what people want before I just start making a bunch of notifications and alerts that no one actually wants. So we'll see. You can get to the GoRuck product notifier and stock tracker through the show notes, or just head on over to alldayruckoff.com there's a tools option, and it should just be right under tools. The final thing I wanted to talk about was new community pages at alldayruckoff.com. And the new community pages are basically an embedded forum for conversation, for ideas, for requests, for all that kind of stuff about All Day Ruck Off. And then I've added sections for GoRuck events as well. Back in 2014, we actually ran an All Day Ruck Off forum, and it had pretty decent use, but it was, the accounts were separate from the All Day Ruck Off accounts. It was tough to get to. It was kind of tough to navigate. People didn't know if they were on the forum or on the website. It was just pretty confusing. And then it was about that time that a lot of other Facebook groups were being made. And so it just made more sense to do the conversation about rucking, about GoRuck gear, all that stuff on Facebook. So ended up shutting down the forums. And now we're in the end of 2018. The Facebook groups, there's a ton of them related to GoRuck. I mean, when I say a ton of them, I mean, you can probably be a member of at least like 100 different GoRuck related Facebook groups. So these community pages aren't meant to take traffic away from that, to take you out of that. It's meant to solve maybe two different issues. One is for someone who is brand new to GoRuck and wants some training advice, wants to talk to someone about GoRuck events. There's no barriers to entry for the All Day Ruck Off community pages. For the tough group, you have to have completed at least a light event. For some of the other training groups, you have to buy into a program. For this community forum, there's no barriers to entry, just an All Day Ruck Off account, which is a free account. So if you sign up for one of those, it doesn't even put you on an email list. The only reason why the account's required, because of those new privacy laws, if you send me an email and say, I want everything related to me deleted from your website, I have to have a way to do that. So tying everything to one account is the best way to make that happen. So if you create the free account, then you can interact on the community forum pages. You don't have to have completed a GoRuck event or anything to do that. You can just go to alldayruckoff.com/community and they're right there. The second reason I built these out was to bring in all the requests for things into one space. So we'll see how this works. Obviously, I just put them together this week, but there's a subforum for the podcast. So if you have ideas for people you want to see on the podcast, for topics for the podcast, you can post right there. That might be easier than sending me an email. We'll see. And then people can comment on that. Maybe we can get a dialogue going and put together an awesome episode about that topic or with that person. There's a sub forum for the GoRuck product notifier and stock tracker. So if there's some piece of gear that you want tracked, you can post it there. I can add it to the list, get it in the system, get it tracked. If there's some enhancements you want to see, if there's issues that you see with it, you can post them up there and I can get those fixed. It's supposed to be a place to bring all that together and hopefully provide just another way to communicate with the community. One of the most visited pages this year was the Crush Your Soul workout generator, which is this workout generator on the All Day Ruck Off website. If you have ideas for new exercises on there, for things you want to see, you can post those up. There's an area for that. There's an area for every tool that we have on the website. And so it'll be interesting to see how these are used, if they're used. My feelings won't be hurt either way. If they don't receive any use, then that just means that they weren't necessary and I can remove them and that can be that. If they do receive a lot of use, then that's cool too, because it means that there was a need for them and now that need has been met. Either way, they're there at alldayruckoff.com/community. And I guess the third point, which I didn't even think about until now, is that there's a handful of people out there who hate Facebook and don't have Facebook accounts, which is totally fine. You don't need a Facebook account to take part in these conversations, to post here. So maybe those people will find their way to those pages as well, and that might help them out. We'll see. Either way, it seemed like a fun way to end the year, to work with that program, to get those pages set up, and to just finish up that all-day RuckOff GoRuck product notifier and stock tracker. Hopefully, you had an awesome 2018. GoRuck put out a ton of new events, ran events all across the country. I hope that you were able to take part in at least a few. And if not, then hopefully you're able to take part in some of those virtual events that they put out as well. Because the best thing about those is that you don't need to travel to a place to do them. You can do them on your own and get some miles in. If you're new to the podcast, this isn't the typical format of me just talking about things. Pretty much every episode up until this point has been an interview. And then again, starting 2019, it's going to be back to the interviews. We've got some great guests. Like I mentioned, Bomber Bash is going to be our first guest of 2019. So I just want to say, I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you'll enjoy those episodes. I hope that you are all looking into 2019, planning out your event calendar. There has just been a ton of discounts on events, a ton of new events. It's a great time. It's going to be a very exciting year, seeing all the new events come through and just seeing what happens in our community. I know if you had asked me a year ago when I did that really long year in review podcast, I think it was 90 minutes, what I thought would happen in 2018, I probably would have had a few things right, but there would be a lot of things that I would have never guessed would have happened. So after saying that, I'm guessing that when we are talking again, hopefully at the end of 2019, there will be some exciting new additions to the GoRuck community that I can't even think about or imagine right now. So I hope that 2019 is just as an exciting year as 2018 was. I know after talking to a number of people at GoRuck, they're all very excited. And so that makes me equally excited as well. Finally, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the All Day RuckOff podcast. Not just this episode, but all the previous episodes as well. Your support, your listening, downloading them, sending me emails, it's all truly appreciated. Love the reviews, love the comments, love knowing that you're getting something out of these podcast episodes. They're a ton of fun to make. They're also a ton of work to make. And so just knowing that you're enjoying them is really the whole reason why I continue doing it. So is one of the major reasons why I continue making these podcast episodes. So thank you so much for all the support over 2018. And I'm excited for all the content to come in 2019. If you want to reach out, as always, you can send me an email at Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com. Or now you can head on over to alldayruckoff.com/community and make a post there. As of recording this, there isn't much content on those pages yet, but we'll see where that goes in the future. Thank you so much for all of the support. And don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.